Time now to check in on what you, our listeners, have been saying to us. And just for a change, we have a different day-to-day senior producer, a woman, Deborah Clark, to go through the listener mailbag. Hi, Deb.
Hello, Madeline. So I've been reading the mail. I have to say I am not always feeling the love from our listeners. I like to think it's because only the angry people feel motivated enough to write in, but who knows?
Okay, so like what?
Well, we're in the thick of election season. Our coverage has been getting some dings. Like Elena Levy-Navarro from Sweet Home Oregon, she says our coverage has been simplistic.
Simplistic. She writes, quote, "Your analysis seems to be confined to the who's up and who's down variety, or alternately, Hillary is not so inevitable." She also thinks we're covering Democratic candidate Barack Obama simply as a cult of personality.
Demelza Costa also wrote in about our election coverage. She complains we're not covering the minor candidates like Dennis Kucinich as much as we cover the front runners. She calls it censorship and says she'd like to hear more about Ron Paul as well. Please rent a clue, she says.
Okay, then. On to the next one, Deb.
Well, as you know, Madeline, I'm kind of happy the holiday season is over and life can return to normal.
Yes, I believe you've mentioned that just a few times, how much you love the holiday season.
Yes. Well, over the holidays, we had a story about the worst holiday gifts ever.
Right. And music producer Mike Anders, he worked on that movie parody Walk Hard. He complained that he was one of 8 kids and his parents, in their struggle to be super fair, would buy all the kids the exact same thing.
Maybe the Eddie Bauer ski coat that was just like everybody else's, you know, the sort of like gratuitous $29 Eddie Bauer windbreaker, whatever. I think that might be the worst gift ever.
And all 8 of them wearing it. Well, Peg Johnson of Duluth, Minnesota, did not like that.
Your parents struggled to find something to give you all that they could afford and that would be useful, she writes. How sad for you that you felt their efforts were inadequate and worthless.
I guess Peg has never gotten one of those really crummy holiday gifts. Lucky her.
But there was some listener love. I did an interview with Amanda Brooks of Men's Vogue about the so-called outburst of beards in her neighborhood, the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
To me, it's always men are trying to hide something. They have a chin they don't like, or I don't know. I mean, I like a beard.
Beards being a full commitment to facial hair.
Yeah, all or nothing.
Okay.
Several people wrote in to say that interview had made them laugh, including the heavily bearded Jonathan Overturf from Roanoke, Virginia. He said, "It's odd to think I am on some sort of cutting-edge trend, although this is sure not to last. My pet rock is sure to disagree."
Pet rocks. Wow, that's old. That's so Grizzly Adams. I guess even an out-of-date fan is better than no fan at all. Thank you, Jonathan Overturf, and thank you, Deborah Clark.
You're so welcome, Madeline.